Mr. Alexander, your aid, sir.
92.
I wonder, Mr. Alexander, if you're from Marion, I understand.
No, I'm from, I was born in McDowell County.
McDowell County, well,
yes, sir,
isn't
yes.
that near Marion?
Near the county seat of McDowell.
Oh, yes.
15 miles above Marion, up in the, what they call the North Cove.
Yes,
up
sir.
Up next Hawk Mill, where I was born.
I believe, sir, you were in Company I-37 of the North
yes,
Carolina
sir.
Regiment.
Yes,
will you tell us something about the battles you were in?
Now,
just
sir,
a couple of them.
My first battle was at Sharpsburg, 62. Sharpsburg.
Yes, sir.
The next one was Hanover Junction.
Well, I wonder if you'd tell us something else now. Speaking of these battles, I wonder if you'd tell me and the radio audience how the rebel yell originated and where it came from.
Well,
would you do that for us?
Yes, sir. It was originated in battle. It was originated way back before that, at the first of the war. And playing victory, they'd give the rebel yell, the bands, you know. But it's never handled in battle till it's Cold Harbor.
Yes, sir.
It's handled in battle now.
I wonder if you'll tell us how it was used in that battle.
Well, sir, in charging the works, when we charged the Yankee works, why, we give the rebel yell right when we started on
yes,
the
sir.
Charge. And when the yell excited them and the fire made them fly then, it's the general thing.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Yes. Alexander. Now, boys, anytime you're ready, led by Mr. Alexander, we'll have the rebel yell broadcast on the radio for the first time in history. Give them instructions, Mr. Alexander, please, sir. You'd like them to all stand, would you?